You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win was 14-5. Enhanced to 4-1. Sadio Mane to score and Liverpool to win was 9-2. It's been enhanced to 6-1. Derek, I've got a feeling this might be the highest scoring match this weekend. The lead up into the Premier League season, the narrative has all been about change, brilliant managers coming in, some incredible signings being made by the supposed title contenders. But for Arsenal, it's the same old story. At the dawn of a new season, and they're in the midst of an injury crisis already. They've barely got a fit centre-half. They're likely to rush Laurent Koscielny back into action before he's ready. Arsenal fans maybe not approaching this season with the same sort of optimism as some of the other top teams are.
Yeah, I saw a survey earlier this year that 25% of British people now class football as their favourite sport. But that survey was conducted at the Emirates, I think. Because if I was an Arsenal fan, I'd be so cheesed off. They're like going out with a good-looking girlfriend who won't put out. Not that I'd know anything about going out with a good-looking girlfriend, by the way, but plenty who won't put out. There's no reward. They look great, but there's no reward at the end of it. I said in the pre-season podcast, I don't understand how the naughty professor his job, because you know exactly what you're going to end up with at the end of the season. Nothing. To be a place in the Champions League for no apparent reason. That said, 2-1 Liverpool is way short. You know, I thought it'd be a lot bigger than that. Liverpool could be great this season, but there's an equally good chance that they could be disappointing again. You know, they brought in a few new players, they've got a bed in. I'm not sure what to expect from Liverpool. I expect them to be in the top four, but it could all go pear-shaped for them. I don't see any value in the prices here, to be honest. This game finished 0-0 last season. It's unlikely to this time around given Arsenal's defensive problem, but I would go with the draw. I think it would probably be a result both sides would be, you know, pretty happy with.
The draw's 23-10. You mentioned that 0-0 draw last season, Derek, but there have been 24 goals in the last six meetings between the pair. Liverpool have actually scored more goals than any other Premier League team in this calendar year. And their performance, Tom, against Barcelona at Wembley, albeit in a friendly, was scintillating. And it is intriguing. It's exciting to see how they're going to perform at the Emirates.
Very much so. I mean, I think they can be a scintillating side. But like Derek, I'm not sure what to expect from Liverpool this season. And I just wonder how Jurgen Klopp's approach is going to be to these so-called big games, because he will be desperate for a top four finish this season. It will be a minimum requirement, I would expect, and some silverware if possible. Therefore, you've got to manage these games. How often do we say at the end of the season that the games between the top four, the top six, have ended up actually deciding who gets in there? And I think it'll be a tight race as well, particularly for that third and fourth spot. So these kind of games, what does he do, Jurgen Klopp? Does he go out and stick to his principles and try and attack a weak Arsenal side that are going to be predictable? I mean, it's not hard for Jurgen Klopp, is it, to prepare for this Arsenal team, is it? I don't think he's thinking, well, what about this signing and how they're going to line up and what's the shape going to be?
Yeah.
He knows. It's so predictable what Arsenal are going to do. And Arsenal still have threats, but I'm not looking down. You know, I'm looking down the goal scorer markets for Arsenal. And although there are good players there, we know that, but, you know, Giroud and Sanchez, goal scorers, none of them frighten me. You know, if I was a Liverpool player, I still wouldn't be thinking of them. I think what has happened at Arsenal over the last few years and their stagnation in the transfer market, their fear, the fear factor of Arsenal, if there ever was for certain teams, has just faded away. And I think Liverpool will go there and feel they can win the game. Liverpool will look at their team sheet and think we've got better players. I think there'll be goals in this one. There have been goals previously. All right, not in that 0-0. But I think because of Liverpool's approach will be to go and get the win, and I think that's what Jurgen Klopp will be going for, I think it's obviously going to have to force Arsenal out. And I think he'll be saying to his players, let's pile on a little bit of misery and the unrest that's there at the Emirates Stadium. So I'm going to go for a Liverpool win. I agree with Derek, a draw would probably suit both sides in this game. But I've got to take Liverpool because, they're a little bit more unpredictable. They're capable of scoring goals. And Arsenal, I think they're feeling sorry for themselves.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.